Okay. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Gaurapresthaya Bhutale Shri Srimad Bhakti Prakatana Kesavantuna Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Krikasindhu Jayevata Patitanam Pavya Vaishnavi Piyum Namo Mahavadandaya Krishna Prema Kulaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakishu Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tayabina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tamne Maam Saranatike. Today is very auspicious day. Vishwaru Mahamahotsav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, and just after going there he told the devotees that I am going to south. Where my elder brother Vishwarup Prabhu has gone. Though he was going to sprinkle his mercy to all over South India, but he told like this. And he went search Vishwarup Prabhu. After south, he went to Pandharpur. And kya hua? Not working?
Not loud enough.
And after searching in South India, he went towards Bombay side, Maharashtra, and there is Pandharpur, very ancient temple, Pandharnath is there. Nearby, on the bank of a river, he went and he heard Vishwarup Prabhu had taken sannyas and he has come there. And there, after some time, he has left his body there. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this very day, though it was Chaturmasya, all Vaishnav, they keep their hairs and all these things for 4 months, all, in all sampradaya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing this, in Chaturmasya, after 2 months, he shipped everything. He did mundan. And then, we Gaudiya Vaishnav followed him. We are in Chaturmasya Vrata. And 2 months have passed away. So in this time, in Chaitanya Vishwarup Prabhu, when he left this body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, today he said, our Gurudev also took sannyas in Katwa by Prapujya Charan. Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj there. And all the prominent disciples of Srila Prabhupada were there. And then his name became Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Before this, you know that Prabhupada has given his dand. He took his sannyas and gave his white dress to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada took 3 times. He declared that I am going to give sannyas. But the manager at that time, Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj, he requested Prabhu, don't give sannyas, otherwise whole management will be collapsed. He managed everything. Then, by the request of Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj, Kunja Babu, he didn't know. But in the last, when he was in jail, he told, oh, Vinod, I have given you first sannyas, but you are not taking. Just take sannyas. And then, when he saw this swapna dream, he at once went to Siddhartha Maharaj. And he selected this time Vishwarup Mahamahotsav Bhav, and they all went there and he took sannyas, and then he began preaching her. In Mathura, Abhaycharan Arvinda Prabhu, he came in the last. When his son, wife and everyone, they told him, no use of your giving. And they explained from their houses. You know, that he has not come for all these things. So, when he was establishing what Bengal communal, after that in Allahabad, any factory first, but he failed. Then medicals of big were Jawaharlal Nehru, Indian Prime Minister first, his daughter Indira Gandhi used to come to his shop. But by chance it also was fine. Then he knew so many medicines, his own. And he began to distribute. But it was also felt. When everything fell, then he came to Mathura. And he was anywhere near Vishram Ghat. I heard that he has come to Mathura and he is giving his medicine here and there as an agent. Then I sent Kunj Bihari and myself, I also went and requested that please come here. What are you doing now? Then he, by request, he came to Mathura Mart. I gave him a room just near my room and he began to be there. Now I told him that you are very qualified and you have the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So don't try to be grihastha now. Give up all these things and take sannyas. Don't touch.
It goes off. No. I have to turn it on.
No.
There's no sound.
Oh. Don't touch. Are ki hello re?
Mike also want to take some.
हाँ एक तर दूर है थक ले एंड देन एज यू विल टच इट विल सॉफ्ट
There's nothing
wrong with the sound. They turn it up too loud. But they turn it up. I began to request him again and again that you must take some nap. And then in the meantime, our guru, his bhujang friend, he also came. I requested my Gurudev that tell him to take sannyas. And then he also requested. And then he told a story that when I took initiation from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I began to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that Srimad Bhagavatam I read Jasya Jada Anugrahnami Harishe Tat Dhanam Sanai. Who fully takes shelter of Krishna and began to do bhajan. Krishna takes his all
wealth
and everything. And then he becomes a street beggar. So I was fearing. But he's still chanting, remembering, reading books. I see that, oh, this became, it happened with me. Now I'm a street beggar. And then he requested our Gurudev that I will take sannyas. He was not ready still, but our Muni Maharaj, Sanatan Prabhu, he was old about 95 years. He told that if you will take sannyas, Prabhu, I will take sannyas. Oh, then he was agreed, and this very day in Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math, Krishnadas Babaji was doing kirtan, Shesh Sai, and so many were there. And I became
head priest.
Huh?
Head priest.
And made his dand with my hand and his claws, bahilbas, uttriya, and trained him how to take it. And then he took some. And after that, he went to Jhansi, and from there to Delhi, and then from there, he went to Western countries, first in New Jersey.
New York. He went to Radha Damodar.
Radha Damodar. And he was sometime there. And after that, he went to
America.
And couple of years, he did miracle. He established everywhere Mutt's preaching center. Translated so many books, authorized books. And everywhere in the whole world. He did so many preaching centers, and then in all worldly, world language, the books were translated and were distributed. So in Western countries, he did a revolution. Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur wanted that our mission should be preached. He sent one Maharaj, first Bhakti Pradeep, Tirtha Maharaj, others. But they went in high scale. They went to governor, generals and minister and others. But Swamiji never went to them. He preached in Jalan Mosh. He began his preaching from New Jersey.
Tompkins Square Park.
What doing? Oh, closing eyes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advait Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta. All the hippies began to come and attract it. They began to dance on his song and used to give him
wine
and other things. And they, you see, Shamrani, others,
Vrindavan,
all were happy. Now they have become happy by his mercy. So many, not only. And thus he preached in whole world the mission of his Gurudev and Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
He was happy?
Yeah.
Oh, very. So many.
Everyone.
Kamal Krishna?
Yes,
I'm living in a tree.
Oh.
Living
in
a tree.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sititri
also.
And Rajana also. So, in young age they joined. Then they were like very young girls. And what they did? They used to go to airports, cars,
bus stations,
door to door, to distribute books and preach missions. I want that my disciples also should be like that. Just preach everywhere. Then we can keep his mission. I want that. Shamrani should speak about him.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chaksaram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishna Om Vishnupad, a stoker to Sita Sri Srimachala Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Siksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, a stoker to Sita Sri Srimachala Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of the disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. So Srila Gurudev has given in brief the history of how glorious this day is in terms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his brother Visvarup, in terms of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj taking sannyas, and how our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, took sannyas. So I want to discuss a couple of things in relation to how Srila Gurudev and our Srila Prabhupada define our ISKCON movement, because Prabhupada is famous as the founder of Acharya of ISKCON. So as we know, Guru is one. Srila Gurudev and our Srila Prabhupada both have the same opinion, so to speak, on the meaning of ISKCON. I think you may know the word homonym. Homonym is a word that means that one word, the same word that sounds like the same thing, is actually two different things. So one such homonym is ISKCON. We hear that our Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, and Srila Gurudev is always saying that he's not the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Now we find that our Srila Prabhupada also says the same thing. Prabhupada says that, I'm going to read a few quotes. Usually I don't read, I just speak when I speak. But these are very important quotes that I'd like to read. Often, Srila Gurudev explains that our Srila Prabhupada took the name ISKCON from one verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as spoken by Rai Ramananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadikutopi labhyate tuchraloyam api molyam ekalam janmas koti sukritayana labhyate. That is, Braja Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, cannot be attained by many millions of births, not only of pious activities, but also of regulative devotional service and Bhakti Bhakti. It can only be attained by one means, and that means is the greed to have it. And we know that greed to have it means Radha Nuga Bhakti, and particularly as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his most intimate follower, Srila Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nuga Bhakti. That greed is the price to attain Braj Bhakti for all jivas. He explained in one lecture what is the meaning of the real ISKCON. In Los Angeles in 2001, Srila Gurudev explained the real meaning of the real ISKCON through this verse. He said that if one worships Krishna with all 16 kinds of paraphernalia, very opulent paraphernalia, but there's no love and affection, then Krishna will not accept that worship. But if someone has no paraphernalia, but he only has one drop of water and one tulsi leaf, but he has love and affection, then Krishna will accept. Even if he has no tulsi leaf and no water, but if he simply prays with love and affection and deep sincerity, O Krishna, you are mine, I am yours, this will suffice. And this is the Krishna consciousness movement, and this is the definition of the real ISKCON. Gurudev explained that those without love and affection, this love and affection, this Braja Bhakti, they are not actually members of ISKCON. Because a real member of ISKCON, who has love and affection, who has greed, he can never fall down. If anybody's falling down, or if he's already fallen and trying to rise, he can't really be a member of ISKCON. He can only be a member of ISKCON Abhas, or a semblance of ISKCON. So, Srila Gurudev quotes our Srila Prabhupada in saying, this is the definition of ISKCON. That is this verse, Krishna Bhakti Ras Bhavitamati. And our Srila Prabhupada also quotes the same thing. He explained to us right from the beginning, right in 1966, in our first ISKCON temple in New York City, at 26 Second Avenue, that Srila Rupa Goswami explains in his Padyavali that if Krishna consciousness is available anywhere, then you should purchase it without delay. And what is that price? The anxiety to have it. In 1968, he quoted the verse and he said that mati means intelligence or status of mind. What status of mind? That I will serve Krishna under any circumstance. On the level of Srimati Radhika, even when there is some sunstones, very sharp stones that burn the feet like fire on Govardhan, she'll stand on those stones because they give her a very good vantage point to see Krishna. So she happily stands on them. So I will serve Krishna under any circumstance. This is the definition of ISKCON. And Prabhupada quoted that verse. If you can purchase that status of mind under any circumstance, anywhere, then purchase it immediately. Then Srila Gurudev explained that anyone who's not following on this level, he may try to be an ISKCON, but really he's only an ISKCON Abbas. Then the word Bhakti Vedanta, Srila Gurudev often says that people who claim to be Prabhupada Nuga are not actually followers of our Srila Prabhupada, but those who follow in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in his line of disciplic succession, with the proper feeling, the proper bhava, the proper sentiments, and proper activities, they are actually members of ISKCON. So he said, don't think that you're Prabhupada Nuga, think that you're Rupa Nuga, and actually be Rupa Nuga. So similarly, the word Bhakti Vedanta applies to all those, not only to the Prabhupada, but to all those who are actually Rupa Nuga. And the Prabhupada himself explains that in the very first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, in relation to Narada Muni serving the Bhakti Vedantas, that is the four Kumaras, our Srila Prabhupada writes, as such, the Vedanta bodies, or those who are followers of Vedanta, or the Bhakti Vedantas, are impartial in distributing transcendental knowledge of the disciplic succession. To them, no one is a friend and no one is an enemy. No one is educated and no one is uneducated. No one is favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhakti Vedantas see people in general as wasting their time in sensuous things. Their business, the business of the Bhakti Vedantas, as the sannyas line of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, is Bhakti Vedanta. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So their business, the Bhakti Vedantas, is to get the ignorant mass of people to reestablish their lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgetful souls are roused to a sense of spiritual life, and thus, initiated by the Bhakti Vedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of spiritual realization. So often, our Srila Prabhupada says that people give me credit for starting the Krishna consciousness movement in the West, but I haven't started it at all. The actual establisher is Lord Brahma. Then it was passed to Narada, then Vyas, then Madhva, then down to Madhavendra Puri, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Goswamis, and so on. And I am just a representative. And Srila Gurudev also says that our Srila Prabhupada is not the founder Acharya of the eternal ISKCON, which our Srila Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the 9th chapter, the tree of devotional service is described. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the whole tree. But he says, how can I distribute the fruits of love of God? So therefore, the trunk and the roots and the branches and the sub-branches, they all assist him in distributing the fruits of love of God. And there, our Srila Prabhupada writes that our ISKCON movement is one of the branches of the eternal tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Srila Gurudev also often states, our Srila Prabhupada is a great arm of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So why did our Srila Prabhupada insist on saying on certain occasions to his disciples that I am the founder Acharya of ISKCON? It's because ISKCON is a homonym. There's eternal ISKCON, and then there's the corporate ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada did found in order to manage a worldwide institution. There's one letter where he states, your idea of, this is to one of his disciples, your idea of forming a trust between ISKCON and the leading Indians is approved by me. That is very nice. Let them take part in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Now, in that trust, you should be very careful that my name is registered as founder Acharya, and I am the ultimate authority. In other words, in cases of veto or canceling any decision made by other trustees, I should be able to do so. My decision should rule over all other trustees combined. So in this homonym, the necessity of management and maintaining buildings and so on and so forth for legal matters, in this ISKCON, our Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya. Otherwise, he is a very prominent link in the real ISKCON, the real eternal ISKCON. Srila Gurudev, in one very beautiful lecture in the Willambar in 2000, stated very nicely, your Prabhupada, Srila Swami Maharaj, only changed the name into English. He is not the founder Acharya of the eternal ISKCON. I am also ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON. I am Bhaktivedanta, that is Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, like father, like son. I am the real successor of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and there is no other. You should know this very openly. I am Bhaktivedanta, and he is Bhaktivedanta. But he received the name after I did. So I'm senior to him in Bhaktivedanta. I am also ISKCON. Don't think that I am out of ISKCON. Similarly, Srila Gurudev said, at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was the president of ISKCON. As you may know, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Then at the time of Srila Rupa Goswami, it became Visva Vaishnava Raj Sabha under the presidency of Srila Jiva Goswami. Then being passed down the line, it became Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and the founder of that is Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupada Stodara Sri Srimanchila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, our Param Gurudev. And the three original members of that society, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, is Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, I think Madhusudan Das? Or who is the other? Oh, Srila Vaman Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Gosai Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And then he took that Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and brought it to the West, at which time it became known as ISKCON. So actually, who is ISKCON? Narada Muni, Prahlad, and most particularly, Srila Rupa Goswami and the Rupanuga Bhaktas. What is the evidence of that? As you know, there's a book that only advanced devotees should read, and that is called Krishna Bhavanamrita, which contains the confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, their daily pastimes. So what does Srila Prabhupada say about Krishna Bhavanamrita in relation to ISKCON?
He says, I also told that a real ISKCON cannot fall down. Those who are falling down, they were never ISKCON and still not ISKCON. They think that we are ISKCON, but really they are. We are ISKCON, we cannot fall.
So
we are all ISKCON in real sense.
So regarding Krishna Bhavanamrita, in the ninth canto, ninth chapter in the history of Kadvanga Maharaj, when Kadvanga Maharaj decided, the demigods offered me so many benedictions that I could have anything in the three worlds, but I'm not interested in anything except in thinking about Krishna. And therefore he came to this planet and meditated on Krishna and went back to Godhead. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, because our interest is only Krishna, therefore, I've named the Krishna consciousness movement. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore called Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. That is, it's actually meant for the society of pure devotees in Braj Bhakti, ultimately, as Srila Gurudev said. We are ISKCON, meaning he is ISKCON, and we, conditioned souls, we want to become members of ISKCON. That is our aim. So Prabhupada writes, our Krishna consciousness movement is not interested in any benediction, any material benediction from Krishna, and therefore it is called Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, the association of persons who are simply interested in being saturated with thoughts of Krishna. And this is done without any expense and without any trouble. Krishna says, Manthana Bhava Madhavakto. And as Srila Gurudev explained very beautifully in that story of the gopi who was churning mustard seeds instead of butter due to her absorption and saturation in Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement is Manmana Bhava Madhavakto. So Manmana Bhava means being absorbed in Krishna and not asking anything from Krishna. Mama Janamini Jamani Svare Bhavatara Bhakti Ahoitiki Twayi. Even if I have to take birth, I'm not asking to not take birth again. As Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who's also real ISKCON, and who's also Rupanuga Bhakta. I'm not, and also Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. Even if I have to take birth in a lower species, please just let my attraction for the holy name increase. That's my only prayer. And similarly, our Srila Prabhupada says that our ISKCON movement is really called Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha because we are not interested in liberation or anything from Krishna, even if we have to take birth, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, in any species, it's fine. And then Prabhupada in the Krishna book mentions the book, Krishna Bhavanamrita, that there is a book by Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur wherein all of the associates are fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and his pastimes. When Krishna went to Mathura, all the residents of Vrindavan went mad thinking of him. This was their whole life in being absorbed in separation from Krishna. Similarly, so one should read this book in order to increase his feelings of separation from Krishna. Just like this Krishna book will do that, and just like our teachings of Lord Chaitanya will do that. So one who wants to feel separation of Krishna, like the Vrijvasis and like the Gopis, they should read this Krishna Bhavanamrita, which is the real meaning of ISKCON. So all glories to our Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to Srila Gurudev, the two members of ISKCON who we want to follow, and their associates, Gopin and Guru.
Very good.
First of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt respectfully unto my Diksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. And second of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt respectfully unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, my Guru Dev. And then to the assembled sannyasis and to the assembled devotees. I've written one poem trying to capture just one drop of the mood of what it was like to be on the planet when Srila Prabhupada was preaching, especially in the Western countries, especially in English, under the order of his Guru Maharaj, his Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and under the encouragement of his very dear friend, his godbrother, and his sannyas guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj. What it was like to be one of those conditioned souls deep in the darkest of ignorance, in hell, going deeper into hell, and all of a sudden, there's Srila Prabhupada. What was it like? I was very fortunate to be one of these souls in the deepest of ignorance that got to meet Srila Prabhupada. I met Srila Prabhupada in America in 1972, and I remember when Srila Prabhupada came through the door of the airplane. He was in Portland, Oregon. He was going on a college preaching program. And I was a hippie, one of those hippies. And I was in the deepest of ignorance. I was addicted to all kinds of sinful activities. But when Srila Prabhupada came to the door of that airplane, all I saw was the effulgence of transcendence. I saw he wasn't even walking on the ground. Now how is this? I'm not qualified. It's because I was his. He knew I was his, so he made me his. Our hearts reached out. I could hear his heart saying, I love you, I'll never leave you. I could hear my heart saying, I love you, I'll never leave you. It was heart to heart. Instantly, he was so merciful, so kind. This is the love of Vrindavan. And all I could hear was Hare Krishna everywhere. That's because I was his. He was coming to find me, personally, pick me up out of the gutter and make me his and place me at his lotus feet. So shortly he went back to Los Angeles, ISKCON, New Dwarka. And I went back home and talked my parents into buying me a plane ticket to Los Angeles. So I flew to Los Angeles and joined the temple and never left. Instantly, from one side to the other, I was making flower garlands, dancing in ecstasy, taking Mahabhasara and circumambulating Tulsi. In 1 second, Srila Prabhupada did this. Unbelievable. So the poem I've written, it's not really a poem because it doesn't rhyme, it's kind of free-flowing verse. It's called Your Ever Well-Wisher A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, because that's how he would sign his letters that he would send to his disciples and to anyone who wrote to him. Your Ever Well-Wisher A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Now I want to tell one pastime before I read my poem. When I was in Los Angeles, I had the great fortune of helping to clean Srila Prabhupada's personal quarters, living quarters. They were upstairs on the second floor, and they were quite large. There were 6 big rooms. And he would go on his morning walk, and we would clean his quarters. Well, at this particular time, it had been raining and raining and raining, and he hadn't been out in days on his morning walk. Now it started to sunshine, so he went out, and we went upstairs to clean his rooms. And the boy in charge decided, oh yes, Srila Prabhupada will surely stay out a long time because he hasn't been out in a long time. So we should do a maha cleanup of his room and take a long time. So we're cleaning, and sure enough, Prabhupada came back early. And he's coming up the stairs, tap, 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 because he would walk with his stick, with his cane. And here's Prabhupada with his head held high. He was very majestic, always very majestic. And he walks up, and they go, oh, and the boy runs over and says, Prabhupada, it was raining before, now it's sunny. We thought you'd stay out a long time. And Prabhupada, he lifted his finger, and he says, where there's Krishna, there's light. Where there's no Krishna, there's darkness. And he walked into his room and shut the door. And they're like, hello? Prabhupada was our ever well-wisher, trying to give us transcendental vision of all the time and take us out of ignorance. So my poem, please forgive me, because I really don't know how to write very well, and I'm really nervous. Anyhow, your ever well-wisher, A.C. Can someone hold this? Because I have to write that. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Tap, tap, tap.
Oh,
it's Srila Prabhupada walking with his stick. He's come to wish us all well. Head held high. Tap, tap, tap. He's walking with his stick, radiating his oceanic smile. He's come to wish us all well. Knock, knock, knock. He's come to each and every door to give what we have never heard before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Come, 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 let's join in the chant. Oh, something astonishing is stirring deep within my soul. What is it? What is it? A happiness I have never felt before. Laughing and laughing. Yes, it's Srila Prabhupada, dancing and dancing in each and every town. Oh, what a glorious day. Prem and Nam have taken a marvelous human form, such a sadhu no one has ever seen before. Yes, it's Srila Prabhupada, and he's come to wish us all well. Tap, tap, tap. He's walking with his stick, distributing the love and affection of Vrindavan to each and every soul. Come, come, come. Don't miss the chance. Every walk is a dance. Every talk is a song. The path won't be long, just chant, chant, chant. Give your heart, don't think twice. It's Gaurasundar's extraordinary mercy walking down each and every street. Yes, it's Srila Prabhupada, and he's come to wish us all well. He's looking. Oh, where is he? Where is she? I must not miss a single soul. Auspiciousness has now begun. Our pain is going. The darkness is dissipating. How wonderful, just as predicted. The sun and the moon are simultaneously arising on our horizon. The effulgent Gorni tide are distributing their causeless mercy to one and all. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, you are so kind. Surely you are the root cause of all our good fortune. You have come to eternally wish us all well. Oh, Krishna, all glories to you. On your very own birthday, what a wonderful gift was given by you. But, oh, one and all, just stop for a moment and contemplate deeply. It was no ordinary gift that was given. One of Srimati's nearest and dearest, who helps keep that restless Krishna under control, was mercifully given. Sprinkling the whole world with a wondrous shower, an ever-fresh nectar melted our hearts. But Srila Prabhupada, our ever-well-wisher, you had very little time. So, taking his hand and begging a promise, you bound your dear friend by your love and affection. Srila Narayan Maharaj was his name. How could he refuse? How fortunate we became. Srila Prabhupada, by your persuasion, your very dear friend became our very dear friend too. Accepting your request, he tirelessly told, what is the goal? What is the goal? Gopi Manjari Seva like Rupa and Rati. Nothing less and nothing more. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, how kind are the heartly blessings of your very dear friend. Giving his precious time, he broke open your treasure chest and showed us the jewels hiding deep in your heart. Now, some special gratitude is stirring our minds for you, Srila Prabhupada, our ever well-wisher. All glories to our Srila Prabhupada, who is intimately and selflessly serving his own Srila Prabhupada. All glories to our ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, our Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj.
Shilamakam Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Pracharye Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharyesha Tarana Vancha Kalputa Rupascha Kripa Sindhu Vecha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavi Namo. First of all, I'm offering my humble dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishna, Om Vishnu Pad Asko Tarasata Sri Shima, Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Arshila Prabhupada. And secondly, my equal dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad Sri Shila Bhakti Rakshak Sri Har Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Sri Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Srila Gurudev, and all of the assembled Vaishnavas and Dhammalok Pranams. This day of Vishnu Mahotsav, Maha Mahotsav, it is a day of, especially for us devotees who come from the West, it is a day of remembering and appreciating the causeless mercy of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who came to save us, who came to give us this wonderful gift of the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna Prema. And on this day, we're remembering him, but we're also remembering his contemporaries whom he associated with before he came to the West. Those personalities who also played a very prominent role in his life, and also, therefore, in our lives. When we, as so nicely described by Vrindavan Vilasini Didi, how Srila Prabhupada came and knocked on everyone's door and danced in every town and village, giving this wonderful message of Krishna praying to all. But also, we now have more information, especially from the book of Mula Prakriti Didi, showing us so many relationships that Srila Prabhupada had before he came to the West, and how important those relationships were. But amongst those relationships, especially with his senior god brothers, and very exalted Rupanuga Vaishnavas, he had a very intimate relationship with them. And on this day, we particularly remember the relationship that he had with our Param Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishna Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And also with our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Because, and also, yes, with Nityalila Pravishna Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, because all of these personalities had a very important connection in relation to his preparing himself to go to the West. In the 40s and 50s, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj lived for very many years, nearly 10 years, in Srila Prabhupada's house in Calcutta. And at that time, they exchanged so many intimate realizations of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has told that fact. And He said that Krishna liked him to prepare me. So in this way, there was a very divine connection between these exalted Paramahansa, Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. And actually, Srila Sridhar Maharaj remembers that toward the end of our Prabhupada's household life, as Srila Gurudev was describing, as everything was failing, he had a dream one night, and that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada came to him and told him to take sannyas. And immediately when he came downstairs, he spoke this to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And he discussed it with him. And he was actually very anxious to immediately do this. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj told him, wait some time. This is written in the book of Mula Prakriti Didi, directly a conversation with Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself. And some couple weeks later, again, same dream came. And that time when the dream came, again he came downstairs and again spoke with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then they talked for some time. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj also was advising him to wait for some time. But after that, he left. He was gone. So from that point in time, previously we did not know where Prabhupada went, who he associated with, but more pieces of the puzzle fit together, and especially Srila Gurudev has explained to us how he came then to Mathura. We never knew this before, that he came to Mathura, and then our Srila Gurudev came and practically forcibly took him into Keshav Ji Gaudiya Math and associated for so many months and developed very, very deep, intimate, affectionate, friendly relationship with great respect and honor. And over a period of so many years, they associated together. And especially how our Gurudev again and again pressed Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, at that time Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, pressed him again and again to take sannyas and told him that if you do not take sannyas, how you will be able to fulfill this order of your Guru Maharaj and preach this message all over the world. So much desirous our Gurudev was to see our Srila Prabhupada take sannyas, that even when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj came there, he pressed his own Gurudev, you please request him to take sannyas. And because of this connection, therefore our Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. But there is a very divine and very, very transcendental relationship here. Srila Gurudev has pointed out to us previously that why did our Srila Prabhupada take sannyas from his Guru Maharaj? And he was asking this question to us some years ago in Parikrama. And also he was asking why he did not take from Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj at that time. Why did he take from our Guru Maharaj? So at that time Gurudev explained to us the reason why. He said because they were very bosom friends. There was a very deep, affectionate relationship between them, which we cannot fathom, we cannot know about. But these transcendental Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, they have their relationship in the Nitya Dham also. They have their relationship in their perfectional stage, internally and externally. And their relationship within this world is simply to enhance this preaching mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. Because all of these personalities are topmost level Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. So they were working in conjunction. There was a cooperation between them, not an antagonistic relationship of fighting and disagreement and quarrel. No. Complete unity, that there is only one family of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and we are in the line of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and this mission is for giving that message of our Rupa Nuga Acharyas. So everyone was in this connection. These divine personalities were all contributing to this great mission of our Srila Prabhupada coming to the West and giving this message of Mahaprabhu. We can say that he came alone. In one sense, he came alone externally. But prior to his coming, he had so much sadhu sangha, and he had so much moral support, and he had so much divine association internally with these personalities. And therefore, he was empowered to be able to come and to give this message to the whole world. So from our perspective, when we first met our Guru Maharaj in the Western world, and coming from such a background, as we've plainly heard, the hippie revolution of the West, and addicted to sinful activities, and being born into this, when Srila Prabhupada came, it was astonishing how he gave this Krishna consciousness to us in such a sweet, wonderful way, how he established his temples, how we took shelter there, how we became engaged in the Sankirtan movement from early youth, most of us in our teens and early 20s, giving our whole energy under his direction. And really, as Gurudev said, he started a revolution. He started a mass revolution. And this revolution went all over the world by his personal divine presence. So this was the second wave. Because the first wave, as Gurudev mentioned, was the preachers that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent to the West. And they did surveillance work, just like in war. You have to send some persons to do surveillance, look at the battlefield, see what the forces are that you're going to be facing. And then our Srila Prabhupada came to the West and performed this miraculous work, being empowered by the by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, by our whole Sampradaya, being empowered to give this message, and by, especially by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj has told, that he was divinely empowered, the Nityananda Shakti Vesh Avatar, he told. So in this way, this divine mercy was flowing through him, and this second wave of transcendental mercy came to the Western world. But after his departure from this world, just as after the departure of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada and other great acharyas, some clouds come over the sky and they darken the whole world of the Vaishnavas. So we witnessed this happening for so many years after the disappearance of our Prabhupada. We witnessed how this line of pure bhakti became so much adulterated, became so much watered down, and became simply bhakti abhas, practically speaking. Mostly bhakti abhas, materially motivated bhakti. But our Srila Prabhupada constantly quoted in his books and constantly quoted in his lectures the same verse that our Srila Gurudev has quoted from the beginning of his traveling in the West until the present day. What is pure bhakti? Anya vilashita shunyam. I remember hearing our Prabhupada speaking this again and again, reading this in his purports, and then when Srila Gurudev came to the West, hearing in every single assembly of Vaishnavas, Anya vilashita shunyam. Why? Because if you don't know this, if you're not following this, how will you attain these high things, these conceptions of Rupa Nuga Vaishnavism? You will not be able to understand. You will not be able to enter in if you're not trying to endeavor to do Uttam Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. So therefore, this installment which came from our Srila Prabhupada was the first wave, the second wave actually. But after that, then came Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, who gave more clear conception to the Gaudiya Vaishnava world and explained all these conceptions of Rupa Goswami so wonderfully in hundreds and hundreds of hours of wonderful darshans and discourses. But very few were listening. So then, continuing in that same line, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially by the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada, who requested our Gurudev to help his disciples after his departure, then the third wave came, fourth wave came. our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to give these Rupanuga conceptions that our Srila Prabhupada wanted to give to the whole world. But he did not have sufficient time, and the disciples were not sufficiently capable to receive those conceptions at that time. And so Srila Gurudev is the servant of Srila Prabhupada. He is the servant of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. He is the servant of our whole Rupanuga Sampradaya. And there is only one line. And there is only this one family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some persons will accept this, but those who are materially motivated, they will not accept, and they will always see some discord and some separation mood. So we are on this wonderful day of Vishwarupa Mahotsav, we're remembering all these divine personalities, how they played a part in delivering this message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and how they are laying the foundation for the future of all the Vaishnavas, as our Gurudev is giving so many books that our Srila Prabhupada didn't have time to give. He wanted to give, but now Srila Gurudev is giving all of the most essential books that every Gaudiya Vaishnava will have to have in order to advance to these higher levels of Bhav Bhakti and Prem Bhakti. So we're bowing down at their lotus feet on this day and begging for their causeless mercy that they will continue to allow us to engage in their service and in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan movement. Gaura Premanandi.
There are so many speakers. So I request you all to assemble here at 5 in evening. We should all come. Very good program is going on. If you want to know and follow, you must see here. So now, aarti will be done. Prasadam will be given. And please come at 5. Gaur Premanandi Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
The program was a waste of time. The program was a waste of time. Only 100 people.
So 6,000.
100 only. Yohini Sutta said 10,000.